Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. If you remember last week, we read Getting Ready for the Church of Jesus Christ, April 1830, in Chapter 8 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories. It was almost time for the Church of Jesus Christ to be on earth again. Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation so the people would be ready for his church. Jesus revealed more about his gospel and about other things the people needed to know before his church was organized. Jesus said the Book of Mormon teaches his gospel and testifies of God and his work. Jesus promised blessings to those who receive the book in faith and punishment to those who reject it. Jesus told about his life on earth. Heavenly Father sent him here to be our Savior. Satan tempted him, but Jesus would not listen to him. Jesus felt great sorrow for the bad things people do. Toward the end of his life, he suffered and bled for all people. People will not suffer like he did if they repent. Wicked people put Jesus on a cross and killed him. Jesus' friends put his body in a tomb. After 3 days, Jesus was resurrected. He was alive again. Because Jesus was resurrected, all people will be resurrected. Because he suffered and died for the sins of all people, we can be forgiven if we repent. We will return to live with Heavenly Father if we have faith, repent, are baptized, and do our best to keep the commandments. Jesus also taught the people about baptism. He said they must be baptized to become members of his church. Those who want to be baptized must repent. They must love and obey Jesus. They must also be at least 8 years old. Jesus taught the right way to baptize. He said a priest in the Aaronic priesthood or a man who has the Melchizedek priesthood may baptize a person. The man takes the person into the water and says a special prayer. The man who is baptizing puts the person down under the water. Then he brings the person out of the water. When people are baptized, they promise to obey Jesus. They also promise to say and do good things. Jesus told about blessing babies. Men who have the Melchizedek priesthood can bless babies. The men hold the baby in their arms, and one man gives the baby a name and a blessing. Jesus told about the sacrament. He said we should take the sacrament often, but if we do something bad, we should not take the sacrament until we have repented. We take the sacrament to remember Jesus. The bread helps us think of his body. We remember that he died for us on the cross. The water helps us think of the blood of Jesus. We remember that he suffered and bled for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. We make covenants when we take the sacrament. A covenant is a promise that we will try to be like Jesus. We promise that we will always remember him. We also promise to obey his commandments. If we keep our covenants, we are promised that his Spirit will be with us. Last time we also read Chapter 9, Organization of the Church of Jesus Christ, April 6, 1830. Joseph Smith was living in the town of Fayette in the state of New York. Jesus told Joseph it was time for his true church to be on earth again. He told Joseph to organize the church. On April 6, 1830, Joseph held a meeting to organize the church. Oliver Cowdery, Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, David Whitmer, and Peter Whitmer came to help him. They had all been baptized. Other people also came to the meeting. The men prayed to Heavenly Father. Joseph ordained Oliver an elder in the church. Then Oliver ordained Joseph. Joseph and Oliver blessed the sacrament. They gave it to the men. Joseph and Oliver put their hands on each man's head to confirm him a member of the Church of Jesus Christ and give him the gift of the Holy Ghost. Joseph and Oliver ordained some of the other men to the priesthood. These men were very happy. They said they loved God and told how he had blessed them. Jesus gave a revelation to Joseph Smith at the meeting. Jesus said Joseph was a prophet. A true prophet speaks for Jesus. When a prophet speaks for Jesus, members of the church should listen to him and obey him. After the meeting, many people were baptized, including Joseph Smith's mother and father. What a wonderful day! The Church of Jesus Christ was on the earth again. Last time we read about the first meeting of the church. Today, our story begins with the second meeting of the church. Children at home, please read along with us in Chapter 10 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, The First Miracle in the Church, April 1830.
The next meeting of the church was on Sunday, April 11th, 1830.
Besides members of the church, many other people attended the meeting.
Oliver Cowdery taught the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the people believed Oliver and wanted to join the church. They were baptized after the meeting.
Satan did not want people to join the church, so he tried to make some of them feel bad.
One of these people was a man named Newell Knight.
Joseph asked Newell to pray at a meeting, and Newell said he would.
But Satan did not want Newell to pray. When Newell went to the meeting, he said he was afraid to pray out loud.
The next morning, Newell Knight went into the woods so he could pray alone.
Newell tried to pray, but again Satan did not want him to, and he could not talk. He became sick and afraid, and he went home.
Newell's wife was worried about him and asked Joseph Smith to help.
Joseph used the priesthood to bless Newell and cast Satan out.
After the blessing, Newell felt better. Later, he was baptized.
Let's talk about it. What did Oliver Cowdery do at the second meeting of the church? Nicole?
Oliver Cowdery taught the gospel.
That's right. Savannah?
He taught the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And what did the people who believed Oliver do after the meeting? Anne?
They were baptized.
That's right. What did Satan do to try and stop people from joining the church? Gabe?
He made them feel bad?
Exactly. Daniel?
He made them feel bad.
And what did Joseph ask Newell Knight to do? Daniel?
Pray.
That's right. James?
Pray out loud.
Pray out loud. That's right. Nicole?
To pray at the meeting.
And why wouldn't Newell pray at the meeting? Anne?
He was tempted by Satan, did not pray at the meeting.
That's right. Why did Newell go into the woods the next morning? Nicole?
Newell went into the woods so he could pray alone.
Good. Gabe?
He thought it would help to be alone.
And what happened to Newell when he tried to pray in the woods? Daniel?
He couldn't talk.
He couldn't talk. Anne?
He became sick and afraid.
That's right. What did Joseph do to help Newell? Gabe?
He gave Newell a blessing.
Great. Savannah?
Joseph gave Newell a priesthood blessing.
Now, the title of this story is The First Miracle of the Church. What is a miracle? Daniel?
Something amazing that happens which only someone can, with a special power can do.
Okay. Anne, what is a miracle?
An act of the priesthood.
Okay. James?
An unexpected thing to happen.
Good. What are some of the miracles Jesus performed while he was on the earth? Anne?
He healed the 10 lepers.
Good. Savannah?
He brought Jairus' daughter back to life, and he healed the 10 lepers.
Great. Gabe?
He walked on the water, and he raised the dead.
Daniel?
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, made a blind man so he could see again, and healed someone who couldn't walk.
James?
Healing the sick, raising the dead, feeding 5,000 with 2 loaves and 5 fish.
Nicole?
He made it so people with crippled hands could move.
Great. He did wonderful miracles when he was on the earth. What was the miracle in this story? Gabe?
Satan was cast out of Newell.
Good. Savannah?
The miracle of this story was Joseph made it so Newell Knight could pray again.
Good. Daniel?
Joseph cast Satan out.
How is this miracle similar to the miracles Jesus performed? Anne?
They use the same power which is the priesthood.
Although Jesus isn't here on the earth now, he has given righteous men the priesthood and the authority to act for him. They can give us blessings just as Jesus would if he were here. Who has had a blessing and would like to share their experience with us? James.
When I hurt my toe from riding off a bike, from falling off my bike, my dad gave me a father's blessing to help it heal.
Great. And did it heal?
Well, it hasn't healed all the way yet.
Not all the way, but did it feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Great. Thank you for sharing that. Nicole?
One time I was really sick, and my dad gave me a blessing the next morning.
Let's go to Savannah.
My dad was giving me a blessing for the new school year. The spirit was really strong. It was just amazing. I loved it. I even cried because the spirit was so strong.
When you say the spirit was really strong, what did you feel?
Like, I just felt this warm feeling in my heart. Like, it felt like my heart was exploding with joy.
Daniel?
I had a blessing for the gift of the Holy Ghost to be with me. I felt warm and happy after it.
Wonderful experiences, everyone. Thank you for sharing them with us. You know, I also have an experience to share with you. Years ago, I was really, really sick for about a month. And I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I'd done everything I could to make myself feel better, but nothing was working. And one night, it was really, really bad. And so I asked my father-in-law to give me a blessing. And he put his hands on my head and he blessed me that I would feel better and that I would be able to sleep that night. And right as he was saying those words, I could literally feel myself getting better. I could feel the sickness leaving my body and I could rest. And that right there was a testimony to me of the power of the priesthood. and I know that it's real. I know that Jesus is great and has the power to do all things. The greatest miracle he did for us was to suffer, die, and be resurrected so that we can live with Heavenly Father again someday. I know Jesus continues to bless us today. Jesus has given righteous men the priesthood so they can bless us. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Today we talked about the first miracle in the church, a blessing given through Joseph Smith to Newell Knight to help him overcome the influence of Satan. We have time for another story today. Read along with us in Chapter 11, More People Join the Church, April to June 1830.
After a few weeks, there were 27 members of the church.
They did not all live in the same town.
Joseph Smith asked them to come to a conference, which is a special meeting for all the saints.
Members of the Church of Jesus Christ are called saints.
The saints had the sacrament at the conference. Some men were ordained to the priesthood.
The Holy Ghost blessed the saints, and they were very happy.
Who are the saints? Daniel?
Members of the church.
Great. Savannah?
Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What is a conference of the church? Gabe?
A special meeting for everyone.
That's right. Nicole?
A meeting for the members.
A meeting for the members. Daniel?
When all the members of the church from all towns have a meeting.
And how often does the church hold conference today? Anne?
Every 6 months.
Where is conference held? Anne?
The conference center.
The conference center. And where is that?
In Salt Lake City, Utah.
Perfect. How can you watch or listen to conference if you don't live in Salt Lake City, Utah? James?
Watching on TV, listening to it on the radio.
Good. Savannah?
On TV, radio, internet, or satellite at a church building.
Who has been to, watched, or listened to conference and would like to share their experience with us? Daniel.
I was listening and watching conference last year, and after President Monson's talk, I wrote about it in my journal.
Great. Wonderful. That's a great conference experience. Gabe?
Last conference, I went to it, and it was pretty cool. We got to see, hear the prophet talk. And it was a really good experience.
Those are some great conference stories. Thank you for sharing them with us. Now let's finish our story.
Some other people who attended the conference were not members of the church.
They learned about the gospel and wanted to join the church, so they were baptized.
After the conference, Joseph Smith went to another town. Some people there also wanted to be baptized.
Joseph said they could be baptized in a nearby stream. The people built a small dam in the stream to make the water deep enough to perform baptisms.
In the night, some people destroyed the dam. The dam was rebuilt, and Oliver Cowdery began to baptize people.
Soon a mob came. A mob is a group of mean people. They said bad things and tried to hurt the saints, but the Lord kept the people safe.
The mob continued trying to make trouble for the church. They told lies about Joseph Smith and had him arrested.
At a trial, they found people to give a false testimony against the prophet.
But many other people told the truth about Joseph, proving the words of the enemies to be false.
Joseph was released, but almost immediately he was arrested again by people from a nearby county.
While he was imprisoned, people spit on him and would not give him food.
Another trial was held, and Joseph was again found innocent and was released.
Let's talk about it. What is a dam? Anne.
A thing that holds water in.
And why did some people in the story build a dam? Savannah?
So they could be baptized in deeper water.
Good. Nicole?
So they could have enough water to baptize people in?
Why did some people in the story destroy the dam? Gabe?
Because they didn't want the people to get baptized.
That's right. Daniel?
So that people couldn't get baptized.
What is a mob? James?
A group of mean people.
That's right. Anne, what is a mob?
A group of angry people that don't like someone.
And what did the mob do to the saints, Anne?
Persecuted them.
That's right. Nicole?
They destroyed some of their buildings and they said bad things about the saints.
Who kept the saints safe? Savannah.
Heavenly Father.
The mob found people to give false testimony against the prophet. What does it mean to give false testimony? Anne?
It's bearing a testimony that's not true.
Exactly. What else did the mob do to Joseph Smith? Gabe?
They arrested him.
That's right. James?
Spit on him and did not give him food.
Say spit on him and did not give him food. That's right. Nicole?
They put him to prison a lot and they said bad things to him.
Have you or has anyone you know ever been mistreated because you were a member of the church? Anne?
Yes.
You have. Yourself or others that you know?
Myself.
Okay. And Nicole?
My brother was in Little League once, and he wouldn't go on the games on Sunday, and some of the other moms got mad at him.
Okay. How does that make you feel when you are mistreated because you're a member of the church? Anne?
It feels like I'm left out just because of my religion.
Okay, so what do you do?
Maybe sing a primary song.
Great. What's your favorite primary song?
Scripture Power.
Excellent. How was Joseph able to prove he was innocent? Nicole.
The people told the truth about him.
Great. Anybody else? Daniel?
More people told the truth about Joseph.
What are some ways you can stand up for the truth?
I could tell people the truth about the church, maybe.
Great. Good. James?
If someone is not following the rules, you can teach them.
Good. You can teach others. Gabe?
Try to be like Jesus and do what is right.
Excellent. Savannah?
Invite people to church.
Invite people to church. That's wonderful. Nicole?
Once I invited my friend to activity days in my baptism.
Great. And did she like it?
Yeah.
Good. Why or when might it be hard for you to stand up for what you know is right? Why might that be hard sometimes? Anne?
Maybe you have friends that are not the same religion as you, and like they don't know what your standards are, so they really don't believe you.
Okay, so maybe friends without the same standards might make it difficult sometimes. Good answer. Savannah?
Worried when I might lose a friend.
Okay, so you're worried that you might lose some friends. Okay. Gabe?
When people are making fun of you.
Okay. And what can you do to receive help in such situations? What do you think, Gabe?
Pray to Heavenly Father.
Great. Good answer. James?
Say a prayer.
Say a prayer. Anne, what can you do to receive help in these kind of situations?
You could fast.
Good. So fasting, that's wonderful. As we continue to read Doctrine and Covenants stories, we will see that the early saints or members of the church were continually mistreated and persecuted. But we will also see that despite their suffering and trials, the saints were blessed by the Lord and received many miracles. Children, I know that this is Jesus' church and work. We can call on Heavenly Father when things are hard. And if we do so with faith, we too can receive miracles, just like Newell Knight did. Always remember, Heavenly Father loves us very much and will help and bless us if we ask Him with faith. Thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next week as we read Chapter 12, Samuel Smith's Mission, June 1830. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
Phinehas and Brigham Young told some friends about the Book of Mormon, and they also read it and believed it was true.
Later, Phinehas and Brigham Young and their friends joined the church.
See you next week!